Sports.
Call 207-775-2217 or 1-866-811-9505.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Every single thing that every fan does at home or at the stadium makes a direct impact in the game.
It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Middays with Mannix and Mannix begins now. Here's Jeff and Taylor.
The weather outside is weather.
It's called Two Brothers. Two Brothers. It's just called Two Brothers.
You're Larry Bird.
Good morning, and welcome into Hour 2 on our Hump Day Wednesday edition of Middays with Mannix and Mannix. Jeff and Taylor, we are on the microphones on this Hump Day Wednesday. And right now, of course, everybody knows we love talking soccer, so we'll do a little bit of that right now. The Boston Legacy are a brand new club this year in the National Women's Soccer League, the top division of women's professional soccer here in the United States. And we are very privileged right now to be joined on the line by their first ever general manager. He's got a great background coming to Boston Legacy from FC Barcelona, and it is Domé Guasch. He joins us on the phone right now. Domé, thanks so much for taking some time with us here today to talk about this this launch of this new women's professional team in Boston. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you here, and of course, this is a brand new team. Not the first time that the top women's professional league has been here in Boston, but with such a crowded sports market here in Boston, with all of the professional teams that are here, and obviously as great as this sports market is, what's it been like to launch a professional women's soccer team here in the Boston market this summer?
I mean, it's been challenging, obviously. It's also been very exciting. For the last year and a half, like, we've been working very hard to bring this team to life, and we finally did on March 14th of this year. We're now in the middle of our very first season, working very, very hard daily just to meet the Boston standards, right? Like, this is a very challenging market, as you said, very crowded with very high standards, and obviously we're working very hard to meet them.
Yeah, and obviously coming into this role for you mid-launch, what was it like in your shoes as you were building this team? What were some of the things you looked for, as in maybe what maybe you wanted as a personality for this team when you were constructing it?
So as we were building, the team, we wanted to, like, mentality-wise and personality-wise, we wanted to bring players that, on one hand, they were ambitious and highly competitive, and at the same time understood that takes growth, right? Like, no matter where you are in your career, and we have players that have been playing professionally for over 10 years, and we have players that just graduated from college. No matter what, we wanted that mentality of people coming into the building every single day wanting to improve, right? Because that's what it takes. Like, this is the most competitive league in the world, with some of the best professional athletes in the world, and we know that's what we're going against, right? And that takes us building a great team, and for that, again, it's not about the individuals, but how we build as a team, and that takes a lot of growth for each individual. So that was the mindset that we were looking to bring in, and we're very happy and proud that we. Yeah, of the players that we brought, because they have shown so far in the 11 games that we've played that growth has occurred, right? Every single game we've seen a better and better team on the pitch.
And of course, with this being the first season and the the eventual home of the stadium of this club, White Stadium in Franklin Park in Boston, isn't going to be ready until next year. So you're kind of splitting the home matches between Gillette Stadium and Centerville Bank Stadium in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. So tell me what the challenges are of basically having two home venues in the first season of operation.
I would say it's like more of an opportunity than a challenge. Obviously, like, yeah, with the World Cup, also men's World Cup coming into Gillette, it was amazing to be able to play there for the first few games of our season, right? Like in that incredible venue that everybody knows, and obviously that helped our club be in the radar of a lot of people that obviously know Gillette and perhaps did not know our club, and obviously that positions ourselves, right? When you're playing in such stadium. And now we just played our very first game at Centerville Bank Stadium in Rhode Island. I would say that's a great step in the sense that it's a similar stadium to our future home in White Stadium. In terms of size, it also allows us to get closer to other communities that otherwise perhaps would not get to know our club, and obviously hopefully that they love it so much that then they stay with us once we're back in Boston. And it's now a soccer specific venue, right, built for our sport, and again in a size that makes it for a much more electric environment. And we could feel that last Friday in our very first game, and I'm sure that in the coming game will be even more electric, right? So again, it's the opportunity for us, like no harm, right? We're playing away this weekend, so we're used to playing in different venues. The good thing, hey, we have a home in the New England training facility, New England Revolution training facility. For these first few months, we're also now completing our own training facility in Brockton, and we'll be moving there towards the end of the year. And that's the consistency that the team looks forward, where we work on a daily basis. And game-wise, yeah, happy to play in two wonderful stadiums.
Yeah, and I'm sure the coach too, Philippa Patau, loves it as well. Can you tell us a little bit about her and how she's, you know, done so far in this journey with everybody as you guys are all doing this for the first time as an expansion group?
Yeah, no, Philippa has been amazing so far. Like when we were looking for the first head coach, it needed to be someone, and as I mentioned before, we wanted players to come in with a mentality of growth and development, and obviously we needed a coach to lead that, right? And needed to have a coach that had proof that could develop players, and not only that, but also lead a culture from scratch, right? And bring in that combination of competitiveness with development. And so far she's done an amazing job at, again, like making sure that our players are growing every day, are better players every day, but also like stay competitive, right? Like through even the tough times. And we had a few tough games at the very beginning, but the team stayed with that competitive mentality. And yeah, we pulled out of those tough times thanks to her leadership.
And of course, Boston Legacy too is very, I'd say, you know, a good thing to see right now is that Boston Legacy is founded by an all-female core ownership committed to growing the women's game and investing in the future of the sport. That seems like, especially here in New England, an important piece to this. How is that environment to work in for you coming from overseas now and seeing what is being done to try to grow the women's game here in Boston and in New England?
Yeah, honestly, like you mentioned before, like I come from FC Barcelona, yes, and we had great resources there. At the same time, we were not the primary thing in the club, right? Like that's like the men's soccer team is the primary thing. And obviously, yeah, still great resources on the women's side. And for me, like coming here, where, again, I think the greatest thing of our ownership is not only the investment that they've put in, which obviously it's wonderful and needed, but it's also how dedicated they are, right? Like how much time and effort and energy they've put into this club since the very beginning, and they continue to put, right? Like even now when we've grown to have more than 100 people working in the club and involved in a daily basis, their commitment to it has stayed the same that it was at the very beginning. And that is, I would say, the one of the greatest assets that we have as a club, because of the experience that they bring in from the different companies that they've built and led in the past, but also in making sure that the vision that they had for this club stays true every single day, right? And everybody works towards it. And it's also people that understand what's like being a professional woman in any type of world, right? And they can relate to our athletes. They can provide because they do understand what they need as well.
Yeah, and to take it to the action on the field, I know you were talking a little bit about the streak you guys went on. As you mentioned, as an expansion club up here in Portland, us fans of the Hearts of Pine understand how early season woes can come with expansion clubs, but the second half of the season and on can always be fun. And for you guys, once that calendar turned to May, it's been a lot of fun. You had your first loss to the rain there against the Seattle on May 22nd, but you started with four straight unbeaten, and we're five unbeaten with that first win against the Denver Summit coming on May 3rd. Tell us a little bit about this streak the team went on. What do you think's worked the best for you guys to really get back on track and start winning some games here in this NWSL league?
Yeah, so for us, like the focus doesn't change, right? It's like, hey, how do we want to play, right? That we want to be a team that's protagonist on the pitch. We want to be a team that has the ball and through that creates the most amount of chances in the game. And then, hey, when we don't have it, we want to be a team that recovers that ball as fast as possible, right? Like that's the type of team that we want to be. But at the same time and overall, we want to be competitive. And we know that as an expansion team, that takes a lot of adaptability, right? And I think we've shown that so far in the different games that we've played, in like that we have not played the same type of game in every single game, just because, again, we want to be competitive. And even at the very beginning, when we had a few tough losses, it's not about the result, right? It's about how we get there, right? Like, and hey, what did we do wrong? What can we improve? What do we need to work on? Like, how do we need to adapt the game plan in order to compete in the next game, right? And that's our focus this week, right? We're going now. This Saturday, we play in Kansas City, one of the most challenging teams and stadiums in the whole league. And that we know that's going to be a very, very tough game. We have a couple of injuries as well, which will make it even tougher. But even with that, we're going to go there to compete. We want to win that game. And then we're working very hard every single day to work on a game plan and to implement a game plan that allows us to be competitive, and that's the focus moving forward. And then after this, we have a little break in the month of June, and then we come back very hard in July. And obviously in the break, we're going to have time to work a lot on different things that we've identified in this first half of the season. And we expect to be a stronger team and a much more competitive team in the second half of the season starting in July.
I'm interested, Dome, as an expansion club here, not every year, obviously, that you're going to get a one-month break in the season like you're going to this year. Is that of benefit, do you think, to the coaching staff, to the team, et cetera, to really kind of go in the lab during that break and maybe come out a better team in the second half?
Yeah, I do believe that in our position, definitely, it is to our advantage, because obviously when we recruited the players back last year and they came together in January, we know the individuals that we were recruiting, but we did not know how they would come together as a team, right? And that's been something that, yes, we've been working on and we've been finding out as the season has progressed. We also know, hey, which one needs a little bit more work. We also on these or that. And this time will allow us to pause a little bit, reflect a little bit more on that, and put a lot more time into working on those things without the pressure of having to work for a game plan, right, in the weekend, which obviously when you're competing, that's mainly what you work for because you want to be competitive in the weekend. And sometimes that takes away time from, hey, developing certain synergies in the team and whatnot that, hey, require a little bit more time and focus that on a regular week you don't have.
Yeah, and I'm interested as well because you did re-sign your captain in Lais, 30-year-old. She's obviously got experience as well with the coach, it looks like. How important was it to renew that contract heading into 2026? It seems like she's a really key piece to you guys and has a good rep with the coach.
Yeah, no, definitely. She's not only a great player on the pitch, but also a great leader for our locker room. And yeah, we saw her impact. She was injured for the first few games of the season, and we saw her impacting very strongly when she was able to come back, right? And we saw that in the results. And obviously that's a team effort, but it's a team effort that, hey, part of it is came from her leading that back line, leading the build up of the team, and obviously knowing almost at perfection what Philippe expects, not only from her but from the team as a whole, and being a leader from inside of the pitch definitely is very helpful, and we're very happy that we're gonna count with her for another season.
Boston Legacy FC in the National Women's Soccer League. Their next match on the road at Kansas City Current. Their next home match at Centerville Bank Stadium in Pawtucket, Rhode Island on July 5th against Bay FC. All the info you need on the club and to go see them yourself and get tickets. BostonLegacyFC.com. Dome Guask, the general manager of Boston Legacy FC, thanks so much for coming on and telling us about this expansion side this year. You're invited back anytime.
Thank you very much for having me, Jeff. Have a good week.
All right. Thanks so much. Again, Dome Guask, the general manager of Boston Legacy FC in the NWSL. We'll be right back. Phone lines will be open for you again next on Middays with Mannix and Mannix.